say that she likes to do.
Look at herself?
Yeah.
She's vain.
Or she likes to.
Quit.
Very good. Okay, what about for men that like to do that? Do you have a word for them?
Strange, odd, sissy, odd.
You wouldn't say that they were friendly, or would you?
Queer as a $3 bill. Yeah, probably. Possible. Possible.
Okay. What does the woman carry around with her to put her license in and money?
Well, pocketbook, a billfold, a purse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what does she wear around the wrist? Just for decoration.
Bracelet?
Uh-huh. And what does she wear around her neck? Maybe some little individual pearls. You say she's
necklace.
Wearing a... Uh-huh, if you want to be specific and it's little individual...
Pearl necklace?
Uh-huh. Or it's little bitty pearls. You might say she has on a... Little beads or something. She has on a... A string of beads. You ever say that?
Yes.
Okay, and if a man doesn't wear a belt to hold up his pants, he might wear...
I might have to hold. Suspenders?
Uh-huh. And when it rains, you get out your...
Parasol?
Mm-hmm. Or...
A
modern name for it.
Umbrella?
Uh-huh. And what's the last thing that you put on your bed when you make it? That goes over the top?
The bedspread?
Uh-huh. And what do you put your head on when you sleep? Your teddy bear.
Mattress.
Or the big fluffy thing.
I don't use
them. Oh, what don't you use?
Them.
What's them?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
It's a sack stuffed full of cotton.
Or feathers. Okay. And,
pillows.
Have you ever heard of a large one that went across the whole bed? Have a name for it?
The only thing I can think of is, are you talking about a feather mattress?
No, like a, no, it's a pillow, but it goes across the entire bed.
No.
Have you ever heard of a bolster?
No.
Okay. And what's the thing that your grandmother might make piece by piece to keep you warm in the winter?
Quilt.
Uh-huh. And if you go to a friend's house or something and you decide to spend the night, you just throw some cover down the floor and you say you're making up a
pallet.
Mm-hmm. And if you expect a big yield from your field, you'd say that the soil is very
rich.
Or another word for rich. If you put fertilizer on it.
Fertile?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call, like, a field that's good for nothing really except just grass?
What would that have to be? Pasture?
Okay.
Meadow?
Mm-hmm.
The 16th century expression would be champion land.
Did they graze on it?
Okay. Well, champion land.
And what about if you had water standing on a piece of land for a long time? You might call it a, like in Florida, they have a lot of...
Bayou?
Uh-huh.
Or, swamp?
Mm-hmm. And a place where salt hay grows along the sea would be...
Marsh?
Uh-huh.
Salt hay.
That's what it says.
Yeah, what it says, that sounds odd.
Salt hay. Okay.
I want to see somebody cut and build and use it.
What do you call poor soil that's sandy?
Petazoils.